Next station is Finch. Finch Station. This is the terminal station.
Prochaine station, Lionel Gros.
This is a Victoria Line train to Brixton.
Hello and welcome to the next stop. I'm Helen Lee.
And I'm Vincent Puhaka. Professional sports are a big part of any city's identity, and Toronto is no different. I'm just thinking back to 2019 when you couldn't turn a corner in this city without seeing someone wearing Raptors NBA championship gear. I think Toronto is pretty unique in North America in that so many of our sports venues are very transit friendly and just part of the fabric of the city. It's not uncommon at all to see sports fans flooding the transit system after any home game.
They're pretty hard to miss. Just look out for the groups of people decked out in team regalia. It's really funny when you see the odd person dressed in the opposing team's clothing because they stick out like sore thumbs.
For sure. And because Toronto's a sports city, we got thinking, why not record guides for how to take transit to watch the Leafs, Raptors, and Blue Jays? For this series, which we're calling Going to the Game, we'll explain how to take transit to the venues of Toronto's 12 professional sports teams. Bet you didn't realize we had that many. We sure didn't before starting this series. First up is Scotiabank Arena, the home of the Toronto Maple Leafs of the National Hockey League and the Toronto Raptors of the National Basketball Association.
Many Torontonians will know the Scotiabank Arena as the Air Canada Centre, or ACC for short, which was the name from its opening in 1999 to 2018. Since both names are from corporate overlords, we don't have an emotional attachment to the name ACC, but the building does have an interesting history. Built in 1941, it was originally the Toronto Postal Delivery Building. You can still see the Art Deco and Art Moderne architecture on much of the arena's facade. Scotiabank Arena is located immediately south of Union Station, between Bay Street to the east and York Street to the west. It's very transit accessible, with direct connections from TTC, GO Transit, Via Rail, and the intercity bus terminal to Union Station. There are 6 regular entry gates in total, but the website of the Scotiabank Arena says that 60% of sports fans get to the arena via Union and enter through Gate 1. We're not here to tell you which gate to use, but this is the easiest.
I don't think I've ever entered through any other gate.
Well, there you go. You can also arrive using TTC's 19B bus from Bay Station, the 72B bus from Pape Station, and the 172 Cherry bus during the summer months. All of these routes serve the intersection of Front Street West and Bay Street. Given that I am much less of a sports spectator than Vincent, he and I went on a field trip to Union Station to figure out how to get to Scotiabank Arena. So we are at the concourse level of Union Station on a TTC side. So basically when you come up from the Line 1 subway on either side, this is the level where the collector booths are. It's where we have the fare gates that separate the two sides. So one side leading to the PATH underground network, so it would be Pearl Bank Plaza, the Royal Oak Hotel, in that direction. And then the other direction would be the GO, VIA, and UP Express section of Union Station. And what else do we see, Vincent?
Well, if you're coming to a Leafs game or a Raptors game, this is where you'd be coming logically first from the TTC. So right now, we're going to act like we don't really know where we're going. And let's check out some of the wayfinding that we see here in the station. So when you exit the fare gates on the southbound side going towards the other part of Union Station, the GO section, we do see a wayfinding sign that does direct us to Scotiabank Arena. Interesting problem is, it's telling you to go left, essentially out of the station to the street level. There is an exit to Front Street from here. I don't think this is totally wrong.
No, it's not, because you can exit the station and walk on the street.
Down Bay Street.
Down Bay Street to get to Scotiabank Arena.
And there are gates there.
Yes.
So it's not totally illogical. During the hockey season, the basketball season, it's cold.
Yes.
As heck.
Yes.
So we think that this should be directing you to the covered area.
Yes.
That you can access the arena. And we see another wayfinding sign here on the right that does direct us into the GO area of Union Station. Bay Concourse specifically, I should say. But it directs us to the Metro Toronto Convention Center, Ripley's Aquarium, CN Tower, and Rogers Center. None of this is wrong.
No.
But as we're going to discover today, you can also get to Scotiabank Arena this way.
Yes.
And it's not telling you to do that. So, Helen, do we see any other?
No, we don't. No. It's just these two here.
There is signage telling you the bay concourses, Union Rail Station, restaurants, and shops.
As a tip, though, if it were me going to the game, I would want to go outside just because I would expect if it was game night, most of the traffic would be, like, perhaps indoors. And even if it was cold out, me being the type of person who doesn't like crowds, I would definitely deke outside.
I'm sure people do that.
Yeah.
It's not a very long walk.
No.
And part of it is covered. There is access to the GO trains from a covered area off of Bay Street. You can walk through there, and you will end up at Scotiabank Arena. It's just not the most direct or logical path.
So since it is a cold day today, we are going to go through the covered way to get to Scotiabank, which means we are going to exit from the TTC side and enter the up Express GO and Via side of Union Station and see where it takes us. And hopefully
right.
Lead us to Scotiabank.
Let's go.
So we're just going to be exiting through these doors. Fortunately, this area is covered.
It's a sub-concourse.
Sub-concourse.
Now we're coming into GO Transit's Bay Concourse.
In terms of landmarks, you'll see a TD Bank branch. There's now a Sephora if you want to get skincare and cosmetics.
Very nice, Sephora. There's a Decathlon if you want to get your, like, sportswear.
I have never heard of them, but okay.
And I do see a sign, Helen.
Yes.
For Scotiabank Arena.
So do I.
So if you do blunder your way in here, it will tell you how to do it.
So we're just going to follow the sign that points straight ahead, Scotiabank Arena.
And let's see what it tells us to do. So this ground level, another concourse, as Helen's been describing, there's a lot of retail here.
Yes.
We're also coming up on a dental office.
Yep.
An LCBO.
Yep.
And a cannabis store.
Yep.
So you can get your teeth cleaned before you ruin them again with alcohol and edibles.
Okay. So now we have these pillars that say Scotiabank Arena and they point to the right. And this is right before, like, the set of escalators and stairs leading up to the GO train section of the station. Or
yep.
At least, like, the waiting area.
And here's something new that I actually haven't done before. Myself, if I'm going to Scotiabank Arena or to the GO bus terminal, which actually is also near there, I would actually head up the stairs and keep going straight, keep going south.
Correct.
This signage is actually directing us to the right.
Yes.
So let's follow it and see where it goes.
Yes. So in terms of what we see, we just see more kind of like...
Well, there's construction hoarding.
It
looks like they're trying to set up a secondary food court.
Yes.
Here?
So things are under construction in this area, so there's not that much to see.
And now it's directing us left.
Oh, right. Now we're going left.
Southbound direction.
Okay.
And we're approaching another set of escalators.
And stairs.
With a sign that says Scotiabank Arena. So it looks like it's taking us to the GO train area anyway, just by a different route.
I feel as if, like, the Scotiabank Arena sign should be in a different color to make it more stand out and be more obvious.
Should perhaps have, like, the Raptors logo and the Leafs logo on it.
Yes, that would be helpful.
Is that what you're coming here for? A lot of folks come from out of town for games. Maybe they don't know.
Yeah.
They probably know what it's called, but maybe they don't. Okay, so this is more direct.
Well, there we go.
And now we see the Leafs logo and the
Raptors logo. That's promising. Okay, so now we have entered through the doors of Scotiabank Arena, and we see walls covered in Leafs graphics, photos, players.
And Raptors graphics, too,
so
on the right.
Raptors. So we are in the right place.
And
we
I gotta
are in
say,
Scotiabank Arena now.
This is very user-friendly.
You think so?
You go straight... Well, the signage isn't very user-friendly. The
actual, wayfinding can be better.
The actual structure is quite user-friendly because you enter
yeah.
right here at gate one.
Okay.
Where
and
likely
there's some
you'll
helpful like LCD screens that say, welcome to Scotiabank Arena. So, yes.
You
thank you for confirming
it.
Where we are.
You can't miss it.
Yep.
It also has the Real Sports apparel shop on the right.
If you want to get your official branded merchandise.
And on the left is the bus terminal, Union Station bus terminal.
Oh,
so
okay.
This is actually organized very user-friendly, although they could be a lot better with wayfinding, as
yeah.
we've discussed. But I was pretty happy. It's a pretty quick trip.
I just saw a arena staff just zoom by on like a scooter.
Oh, wonderful. They're still probably cleaning up from last night, I'd imagine.
Probably.
But I would say this is pretty user-friendly. If you knew where you were going, it's a quick trip from the subway here. It's an even quicker trip from GO Transit.
But what if it's your first time here?
You would probably get lost.
Yes.
Or at best, you would walk outside.
Right.
And maybe
figure
that's
it
fine.
Out eventually. I mean, it will lead you to the arena eventually.
You would also be following lots of people.
Exactly.
Who clearly are going to the game.
Yeah.
And you're there for the experience. Maybe you've been here a bit earlier. Maybe you went out for dinner beforehand. So it wouldn't be a total disaster. The wayfinding could be a lot better.
Seems to be a consistent theme across all kind of like transit locations that we've been to.
Pretty much. Where did we like the wayfinding?
Where did we like the wayfinding?
Dundas West in the up section
Yes. Was
quite nice. They had a map with transit connections.
Yes.
To get from the subway to there was awful.
Yes.
You would not know it. Although apparently the tunnel is under construction now, so that
would
be nice.
So listen to our, What is Dundas West Station episode again to learn more about our confusion about the wayfinding there.
I mean, we know Toronto, so it really shouldn't be hard for us, but it kind of was. So
it was challenging, and I'm usually good about orienting myself, and if I start wondering where the hell I am, that means the wayfinding has failed.
Absolutely. Me too. So, but we made it. If there was a game tonight, we'd be many hours early, because it's 10:20 in the morning right now, or give or take. But I would say it wasn't too bad.
No.
You can do it.
It's pretty straightforward, as long as you follow the directional arrows and just, follow where it says Scotiabank Arena. Like we mentioned before, I think it would be much improved if the signs were, one, bigger, different color to distinguish, because it's just like a general dark charcoal kind of color background.
Yeah.
But also include the logos of both the Raptors and the Leafs for the folks whose English is not their first language.
Yeah, for sure.
They can at least see the logo and they would recognize.
That's recognizable to you.
That it's the teams where they're playing in that direction. And from a wayfinding perspective, the idea is to not have to rely so much on words. That's why we see the icons.
That's actually that's a really good point.
Right? That's why we have the recognizable icons for escalator and washroom and bus.
A little bus.
We see there
Yes. For
the Union Station bus terminal. Right?
And I find, having been places that don't speak English,
mm-hmm.
I can tell you I find pictures on signage to be very useful.
These are universal icons.
Yeah.
Right? Or symbols.
So Helen, we made it.
We did.
Do we see anything else around here? Not really.
I mean, if you turn right, it's York Street.
Yep.
And takes you out to Gate 5, Gate 6, the Real Sports Bar.
A Real Sports Bar, yep.
And the 11 restaurant.
All right.
Whatever the heck it is.
And a nice snowy day outside. And to the left is Bay Street, Gate 3 and 4, the premium entrance, A, B, and C. I'm not very premium, so I've never been there. And like we said, the escalators up to the bus terminal. Pretty useful, actually.
And gigantic Canadian flags.
Just everywhere.
Yes. Oh, there's a pizza.
It's inside the arena. You can't get in there. If you want pizza, you're not getting it.
And I think we've covered...
I think we have.
There's some sort of special thing to Bon Jovi for some reason.
All right.
What is this? This is a commemorative plate to Bon Jovi, who was inducted into the Air Canada Centre Hall of Fame in 2013. Now,
does Bon Jovi care?
I don't know.
It probably doesn't.
And this is the only,
it's the only one.
Thing here.
It's only Bon Jovi.
Okay.
If we turn around, though, when you're leaving the game, we actually do see signage for transit connection. It's got a photo of a train, a subway, and a streetcar.
I think they could be bigger.
They could be bigger. It also mentions local buses
and
the TTC symbol, taxis, and... It also directs you to the bus terminal with a GO Transit logo. Not quite 100% correct, because other companies do go there, but...
So note the text is both in English and in French. The French, for some reason, is in a very pale gray, which is not as visible. But I guess they expect 99% of the folks here to be English-speaking.
Metrolinx is a provincial body, hence the
bilingualism,
which is fine.
Yeah, I mean, they're okay. I think they could be bigger and spaced out. A little better.
If this was crowded and full of people, you'd still notice it.
Yeah.
Because they're high up, but it would be maybe more difficult, I'd say.
From a visual perspective, for me, it's you have to have enough, it's called white space, but in this case, it's just have enough space in between, the blocks of information you have, so it's not as cluttered.
Yeah.
Right? Because, if people are coming out and they may not necessarily in top cognitive shape, because maybe they've been... enjoying themselves, or they're tired, or whatever.
They're a couple beers in, maybe,
Or they're tired.
That too.
The idea is that you should be able to pick up information just a quick scan of your eyes, right? And not have to, stand here and be what?
Yeah, no, they're
because
quite
once
small.
You stop...
Someone's going to bump into
someone's
you.
Someone's going to run, walk into you.
It's not going to be fun for you.
Right.
So if we're leaving the game, let's walk back and see what it tells us to do.
Okay.
Because again, we're imagining we're new here. We're just some wide-eyed tourists from Oshawa or somewhere like that.
Okay.
That's still the GTA, you know what I mean. So there is a sign for Union Station. It's white.
It's white. The text is white on white, basically.
Yes, that's pretty bad. But there are the logos for Go, Via Rail, and Up Express.
Which, again, could be bigger.
But they're there.
There is space for these things to be bigger.
And now that we're back in Union Station.
We are.
So it's telling us to head straight for Line 1 and the streetcars. Or it's telling us to head somewhat to the right and up for the GO train area. This, again, is not great wayfinding. It's pretty clear, I suppose, that this is the GO train area.
Yeah.
There's a destination board or a schedule board for trains. It's pretty clear.
Yeah.
I'd say it could perhaps be better.
In what way? I just find it cluttered.
I find it cluttered, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's also mentioning exits to Front Street and Bay Street with a little pedestrian icon. Is
and
it
like
icon
the
for
front
taxis?
Street, for Front Street, there's no arrow. Which
there's
is
no
confusing.
Arrow. That's very confusing.
Bay Street, there's a right side arrow.
Which is correct.
Yes.
That's accurate.
Subway streetcars is a down arrow.
Which means kind of go forward and down the stairs. That's I think people know that.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Yeah.
If we turn right, there is some more signage, which is a bit clearer, telling you to head to the left, so north, for GO trains, Via trains, and local transit. For some reason, it says only local buses and not the subway, which is a little bit strange.
I guess when they say local buses, they're referring to both TTC, but also GO buses?
Perhaps. There's a TTC logo, so this is a bit bad.
Well, I mean, these signs came from Metrolinx, probably, so
yeah.
They consider TTC to be local, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
If I had
which
to
is
guess.
Not totally irrational, but it's not quite
but
logical.
But also, like, the wording is kind of confusing. They're just like, what does local actually mean?
They should just differentiate and say TTC.
Yeah, I know. Like, also, it would be, like, fewer letters.
Metrolinx has long been trying to define itself as regional transit,
yeah.
And its local partners are whatever municipal transit systems. To us,
yeah.
Being urbanist people, that makes sense. I don't know if to the average layperson there's really that much of a difference. They're just like, that's the train I take to get home versus somewhere else. So, could be better. Not awful. I suppose you wouldn't get lost, because, again, you'd see lots of people waiting for trains. Or again, you could head down the stairs and back to the subway.
Okay.
Honestly, though, Toronto's very good, I think, at getting people to take transit to these games.
Yes.
This sort of wayfinding is very, very important. Because if you have a bad experience, well, you're probably not going to drive here for a game. Because most people don't. You're just not going to go.
Why would you?
You're just not going to go.
The cost of parking and dealing with congestion.
I believe there's a underground parking for the AC or for the Scotiabank Arena, I think.
But why would you want to pay?
But why
that,
would you do
like,
that?
Inflated price for parking?
$30, and then you can't have any beers.
Compared to, like, you know, being able to, you know, drink and pay a very much reduced like amount in order to take transit.
$10 day pass for the GO.
$10 day pass for the GO
on the weekends gets you anywhere in the network. That's pretty good.
Full disclosure: we are not being paid by GO to
no.
promote their weekend.
It'd be nice.
It would be really nice.
At Metrolinx, hit us up. But regardless, this is very, very important because this is how people are going to get to the games. So if you can't find your way, especially from out of town, and speaking of out of town, is one thing I noticed. How would you get from the Via train here? People actually do that. They might stay the night. But
right.
The reason I say this is in the summer I was coming back home from Stratford. And there were folks.
I was going to say, like, there know, folks, for my friend who lives in Stratford, he would take this Via rail.
There were folks taking the Via train to go watch the Jays.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're heading back in the evening or they were staying the night, but people do that.
Yeah.
And I guess you'd have to. There's only one way to get to the Via train, which is the Great Hall.
Yeah.
You'd have to go back to the Great Hall, which.
Do you want
to
try going to
the Let's see hall? If we can find the Great Hall with this signage. So it's telling us to go to Via, so we're going to walk north. We're imagining we're from.
Stratford.
Belleville. Oh boy, look at all the tall buildings.
So, looking out for the Via logo, it says National Trains on that sign.
All right.
I mean, there is only one National Train, so saying National Trains is kind of grammatically incorrect.
Perhaps they mean train lines, as opposed to train operators.
Because I guess, does Amtrak come here?
Amtrak does come here.
Okay, so, I consider that
international trains? All right, are we Americans coming to watch? All right, so it's telling us to go to the left.
Hey, you're from Buffalo.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Oh my God, okay. So we have to go up this
staircase.
This
staircase. Not accessible.
I mean, there should be like an accessible way, like the elevator.
There might be. Maybe we should try and find that. But yeah. Even if you had luggage, it would be pretty hard.
Right? If you're coming down to watch a game, you probably wouldn't have luggage.
No, probably not.
Unless you're staying the night, in which case you maybe have a bag.
Yeah. You can probably put your stuff in a backpack, to be honest. Right. We're walking through a rather sketchy looking hallway.
Yes, there's no signage at all.
And we are in
the Via Rail section.
The arrival section. Okay.
The arrival section of Yuen Station.
So this was easier than I thought.
Yes.
And in fact, if you were arriving on a train, there even is a signage here for Bay Concourse, but there's nothing for... Oh, it actually does tell you to get to Scotiabank Arena.
Oh, look at that.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Via Rail.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is Via or this
well,
is actually Metrolinx as well, probably.
The signage is consistent, and so...
This is probably Metrolinx as well.
Yeah, the signage comes from one place.
Okay, so we're going to follow the signage to Scotiabank Arena from here, as if we arrived on a Via train. My, my, look at all the tall buildings. I'm pretending to be, like, from the country.
From small town Ontario?
Yeah.
Okay, now what? Do we go through these doors?
That's what it seems to be, yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I would go there.
Doors?
Let's go through the unmarked doors.
There we go. We are missing some signage. We are definitely missing, like, some wayfinding. Okay, so now the sign says to turn right to get to Scotiabank Arena.
How correct that is, I don't know.
We will find out.
What an exciting adventure.
Okay, the sign still says Scotiabank Arena. In that direction.
I now have no idea what direction I'm going in terms of north, south, east, west. Okay, we're still... Now the signage has ended. There's no more signage for...
Oh, no, it still says Scotiabank Arena.
Does it? Oh,
yeah.
It does, yeah, okay.
But also says Bremner Boulevard on top of it, so that's not confusing at all.
Not at all.
Okay, there we go. Scotiabank. And we have to turn through this construction area. Because Yuen Station is still very much under construction.
Very welcoming to people. Oh, and where are we going?
I don't know. We were a construction area to get to Scotiabank Arena, apparently.
So we've already been on a train for an hour and a half or whatever from Stratford, and now we've got to do this.
Right? Okay.
Oh, you know what it's doing? It's taking us where we were standing, looking at that main entrance, Gate 1.
Yeah.
On the right side, York Street, is taking us there.
Oh, okay. So...
And here we are, yes.
Okay.
So there is no sign for Scotiabank Arena.
For
there
crying out loud.
On the
oh, tiny signage on the doors.
Very tiny.
Needs to be bigger. Everything needs to be bigger. But also there needs to be additional signage. And yeah, we're in Scotiabank Arena again.
It could be so much better.
Yeah.
It's tiny. Obviously they can't help the construction that has to get done, so that's fine.
Well, putting up a sign is not that much like time, effort, or cost, honestly.
And quite frankly, actually coming from the Go section to the Via section was probably the worst because it's just an unmarked, kind of unmaintained-looking hallway. Like, you wouldn't really want... You'd think you're going the wrong way.
Yes.
If you're going there.
Yes.
So that's the problem. Coming from the Via train was a bit better, but even then, there's no signage of these unmarked doors.
No!
You just walk. It looks like it's like a staging area for construction material.
Yes.
You're not going to want to go there.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
I suppose in the end, you just... ask someone to follow the crowd, but in a way you shouldn't have to.
Yes, because that's
again,
the point of wayfinding.
Maybe English isn't your language.
You find your way.
Or people are busy with a crowded game night, they're not going to be able to help you necessarily. Also, Via staff might have no idea.
They might, though.
I mean, they could be from anywhere, though. But.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would suppose if you're working at Union Station, you probably know the area. But yeah, it's not great. We found it.
Yeah, we figured
Let's
it
go,
out.
Let's go Raptors.
Because
but,
we're, you know, because we just kind of like just... followed where it was taking us, just kept on going. Not everyone would have our adventurous spirit, though.
They really wouldn't.
No.
They really wouldn't. But it's important to think about because people do arrive in Toronto by Via because we have all the major sports events here, right? So it makes sense.
It's
pretty cool. And it's nice we have the train system for them to do that. But at the same time, it's not really helping them get to physically to here. Although, obviously, there's situations that they might be coming earlier in the day and going for dinner and blah, blah, blah. So maybe they found it already.
So, Vincent, what do we think about taking transit to Scotiabank Arena?
Well, I found Scotiabank Arena to be pretty transit-friendly overall, and I think we both liked how it's very well integrated to Union Station. Lots of people already take transit to the hockey or basketball games, but I do feel that poor wayfinding is probably somewhat deterring to people. I was in the area after a Leafs game a few weeks ago, and the streets around the financial district were just completely clogged with taxis and ride shares. And you got to wonder how many of those people just gave up trying to figure out how to arrive.
I think poor wayfinding definitely discourages and outright deters people from taking transit. Good wayfinding means that looking and following the signs will get you to your destination. The signs have to be designed and located in a way that is easy for anyone to read and understand, and there has to be a minimum amount of signage as well. We noticed the complete lack of wayfinding from the Via Rail arrivals area at Union Station to Scotiabank Arena. While the number of people taking Via Rail to the game is probably very low, they still exist. These are fans who are traveling significant distances from the GTA and beyond to spend money in Toronto, so they deserve good wayfinding. We're both transit advocates, and as far as I'm concerned, we're here to encourage everyone to take transit more often. When going down to watch the Raptors or Leafs, transit is the better way by leaps and bounds. Why would you drive and pay exorbitant parking fees on top of your ticket to the game, then subject yourself to the post-game traffic congestion?
Well, I gotta say, I always laugh at all the suckers in their Ubers. They already spent so much money and they're just kind of sitting there in traffic. Well, all the smart people, all the people in the know, take the subway and the GO train.
Our researcher is Yared Mazenta, and our audio editors are Chelsea Boddy and Rosangela Hernandez-Gomez. You can find all episodes at our website, thenextstop.ca. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at thenextstoppod. Subscribe using your favorite podcast service and leave us a rating. It will help new listeners find us. From The Next Stop, I'm Helen Lee.
And I'm Vincent Pujaka.
Thanks for listening. Until next time.